The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the world of business, every cent holds value. One critical factor that can have a significant impact on a company's financial well-being is understanding which expenses can be deducted during tax season. This podcast episode aims to provide clarity on deductible business expenses, empowering entrepreneurs to optimize their tax strategies and maximize their profits. According to the Internal Revenue Service, tax-deductible business expenses must meet two criteria. They must be considered ordinary and necessary. The term ordinary refers to expenses that are common and accepted within a specific trade or industry, while necessary denotes expenses that are helpful and appropriate for conducting business operations. It's important to note that not all expenses incurred by a company are eligible for tax deduction. Furthermore, even eligible expenses may only qualify for partial deduction. Additionally, certain expenses may require capitalization, especially those associated with business assets that are expected to generate revenue over multiple years, such as buildings or equipment. It's also vital to differentiate between personal and business expenses. While personal expenses can be claimed as tax-deductible business expenses, there are exceptions when costs serve both personal and business purposes. In such instances, only the portion directly associated with business activities is eligible for deduction. Business expenses are typically classified into three main categories: fixed, variable, and periodic. These expenses differ in terms of how predictable and frequent they are, which is why it's important to use specific tracking and management methods for each. Additionally, by properly categorizing and tracking expenses, businesses can better allocate resources, identify areas of overspending, and make informed decisions on where to cut costs or invest further. This can ultimately lead to increased profitability and sustainability for the business in the long run. Fixed expenses such as rent and salaries are typically consistent and don't fluctuate much from month to month. These expenses are essential for the operation of the business and are often easier to budget for. Variable expenses, on the other hand, can change based on factors such as sales volume or production levels. These expenses may require more careful monitoring and adjustment to ensure they don't exceed budgeted amounts. Periodic expenses such as insurance premiums or annual subscriptions occur less frequently but can still have a significant impact on the overall financial health of the business. By planning ahead and setting aside funds for these expenses, businesses can avoid cash flow issues and unexpected financial strain. Overall, by understanding the different types of business expenses and implementing effective tracking and management strategies, businesses can improve their financial stability, make more informed decisions, and ultimately achieve long-term success. By understanding which expenses can be deducted, businesses can effectively reduce their taxable income and lower their overall tax liability. It's important for entrepreneurs to keep detailed records of all business expenses throughout the year to ensure accurate reporting during tax season. Let me share with you some common examples of tax-deductible business expenses. Salaries, bonuses, health insurance, retirement contributions, and other employee benefits are typically deductible expenses for business.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Expenses related to renting office space, utilities, and other necessary facilities are generally deductible. Costs associated with purchasing office supplies, furniture, computers, and other equipment needed for business operations can be deducted too. Expenses related to marketing campaigns, advertising materials, and promotional activities are usually deductible. Costs incurred for business-related travel, meals, and entertainment can be also deducted as long as they are directly related to conducting business. Fees paid to consultants, lawyers, accountants, and other professional services are typically deductible. Business insurance premiums such as liability insurance or property insurance are generally deductible. The cost of business assets such as equipment or vehicles can be deducted over time through depreciation. Costs associated with purchasing software as well as expenses for website development and maintenances can be deducted. Expenses for seminars, workshops, conferences, online courses, and any other educational programs that enhance skills and knowledge relevant to the business can be deducted. If a portion of the home is used exclusively for business purposes, expenses such as rent, utilities, and insurance for that area can be deducted. Costs for repairing and maintaining business property, equipment, and vehicles can be deducted. If a business is unable to collect payment from a customer or client, the amount can be deducted as a bad debt expense. Donations made to qualified charitable organizations can be deducted as a business expense. Expenses for employee training program, workshops and certifications can be also deducted. Fees charged by banks for business accounts and interest paid on business loans or credit cards can be deducted. Let me give you some more illustrative examples. Imagine your company sends you on a business trip to attend a conference. During your travels, you book flights, stay at a hotel, rent a car, and dine out for business-related meetings. All these expenses are tax-deductible as business travel expenses. Your business operates out of a rented office space in the heart of the city. Each month, you make a payment to your landlord for the office lease. This rent payment is a tax-deductible expense contributing to the overall operating costs of your business. As a business owner, you compensate your employees for their hard work and dedication. Whether it's regular salaries, overtime pay, or performance bonuses, the wages you pay to your employees are all tax-deductible expenses, reflecting the investment in your workforce. Running a business requires essential services like electricity, water, and internet. You receive monthly bills for these utilities, which are vital for your day-to-day operations. Fortunately, these utility expenses are tax-deductible, helping to offset your business operating costs. To promote your products or services and attract customers, you invest in various advertising and marketing initiatives. Whether it's running online ads, launching social media campaigns, or printing promotional materials, these marketing expenses are tax deductible as they contribute to the growth and visibility of your business. To conclude this podcast episode, I would like to give you one more example. To finance your business operations or expansion plans, you may borrow funds from external sources such as banks or financial institutions. The interest paid on these business loans or lines of credit is tax deductible, providing relief from the cost of borrowing capital to fuel your business growth. I hope this podcast episode was useful for you. Thank you for listening.